He bent over the casket and kissed Diana on the cheek and lightly on the lips. Years had passed since Peter had kissed a woman with love on his mind, and he wasn't sure he ever would again. He moved to take her hand and kiss it also, but a heavier hand fell on his shoulders.
"You weren't the only one here to see her, Toombs."
"Just give me a few minutes, please." Peter turned slightly to see who had interrupted him. He recognized Aaron Doyle from the wedding photos he saw on his way in. Aaron and Diana had been married less than 3 years before Diana succumbed to the brain tumor. Peter's one chance at meeting Aaron had passed when Peter was not invited to the wedding.
"Your time is up. You're lucky I'm letting you stay."
Aaron turned sharply and walked into Diana's parents. The three exchanged hugs and whispers before entering the chapel. Aaron glanced back at Peter once again, his teeth clenched against the desire to tear Peter's throat out. "You can't get to me," Peter thought. "Not today. I've seen more poison from production assistants." Peter let the snow in again when he went out for air. One last breather before the ceremony to replace the one last cigarette he would have smoked last year. David followed him, but stopped at the door.
"You're coming back, Peter, aren't you?"
David called through the growing storm.
"Yes, David. Just give me a moment."
Peter didn't turn to see how long David lingered at the door. He hoped David wouldn't spend too much time worrying about him, alienating himself from his family. They hated Peter enough. He hoped that it wouldn't spill over to David. Peter walked to his car, not bothering to shake the snow from his bushy red hair. He gazed up into the sky and, taking advantage of the howling wind, decided to scream.
"I'm not usually the one who screams," he thought, while his mouth filled with snow and more flakes stuck to his goatee. "They all know it, too. They don't know what to think, just sitting there waiting for me to do something scary. Good thing none of them are seeing this."
More people watched when he re-entered the funeral home. Maybe some of them heard the scream. Maybe the rumors have spread, like a virus. He could tell many of them were doing their best not to whisper. More like madness, he thought. He made his way to a seat in the back corner that David had reserved for him. He felt like he was parading for everyone who could see. "Get a good look. This circus is a one-night-only show." Peter sat down and zoned out for most of the service. After eulogies from Diana's father and a friend of Aaron's, the service director asked if anyone else would like to say anything. Many of the heads Peter had been staring at the backs of swiveled to return the favor. He'd not planned on saying anything, but was loath to disappoint an audience, especially one that wasn't going anywhere. He took his time walking to the podium, giving more people a longer chance to stare. "Come one and all, see the geek eat live chickens." When he arrived at the podium, Peter turned to face the sea of mourners riding the waves of grief and anger. Many faces held the stare of frozen hatred he'd seen earlier, as frosty and uninviting as the storm outside. Some lit up like they were seeing him for the first time, like they just realized he was somebody, not just the whisper they'd been hearing for the last hour and a half.
"My name is Peter Toombs." He heard a small gasp after saying his name. "I met Diana back when we were in high school. This was years before many of you met her. All of you know how special she is, otherwise you wouldn't be here. Some of you know that our relationship ended poorly. All that is over. But I never stopped caring about her. Thank you, Aaron, for making her happy during your time together. I can't imagine you heard anything good about me, but I only heard good of you. Thank you, David, for making me feel welcome. Do you think if any of these people knew who I was before now, they'd have treated me differently? Perhaps. Thank you to those who made Diana so beautiful today. I'm glad I got to see her in her wedding dress. You may not believe it, but I love Diana. I still do. I can't change what happened between us, and I can't bring her back. God knows I wish I could." Peter started crying again, as did many of the attendees. He vacated the podium, walking before all those eyes again, when a little girl popped out in front of him. She wrapped her arms around his legs, peering up into his tear-filled eyes. Her large blue eyes reminded Peter too much of Diana's brown eyes.
"Don't worry, Mr. Toombs," she said. "She'll come back for you."